Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Welcome to a brand new week of bringing clarity to the chaos. Today, Billy Crone is here to begin a brand new series on Satanism and the rise of devil worship. We are 1 week closer to our summer virtual prophecy conference, 10 different speakers, all online and all on demand. Watch when you want, as often as you want. From July 15th through the 24th, you'll have complete access to special sessions by Michael Hoggard, Kamal Saleem, Micah Van Hus, J.R. Church, Rob Lindstedt, Larry Spargimino, Noah Hutchings, Doc Marquis, Ambassador Henry Cooper, and Eric Barger. Register today for the Summer Virtual Prophecy Conference by visiting the events section of our website, SWRC.com. Or you can register by calling 1-800-652-1144. Our next in-person conference is coming up Friday and Saturday, June 24th and 25th in Anchorage, Alaska. Billy Crone headlines this special two-day conference. To register, visit the events section of our website, SWRC.com, or again, simply call 1-800-652-1144. Billy Crone is here with James Collins to help us get spiritually equipped to not only protect yourself, but so that you can reach out to others who are already being deceived by Satan and turn them to Jesus Christ, who alone can rescue them before it's too late.
The religion of Satanism is quickly growing in our world today. As Christians, we should be wise to Satan's schemes. We are to understand the devil's ultimate goal, the destruction of our souls, and take the offense by putting on the full armor of God. Only then can we stand firm and extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Joining me to talk about Satanism and the devil's schemes is Pastor Billy Crone, the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the founder of Get a Life Ministries. Today we're going to talk about his latest DVD set titled Satanism and the Rise of Devil Worship. Pastor Billy, welcome back to the Watchman on the Wall.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. It's always great to be on.
Well, let's talk about Satanism and the rise of devil worship. This DVD set contains over 16 hours of dramatic and insightful Bible teaching. It is part of your World Religions, Cults, and the Occult series. You start the series off by discussing the existence of Satan. How would you answer someone who believes Satan to be a myth? Is there a real-life Satan that Satanists actually worship?
Yeah, this is not make-believe. It's not some cartoon figure that's got a pitchfork and a red suit cracking jokes. This is real. And if somebody were to say that, oh, it's not real, well, number one, I would say, what Bible are you reading? Because the mention of Satan is all over the Scripture, Old and New Testament. In fact, who do you think caused the fall of man? A figment of imagination of Adam and Eve? Are you kidding me? Go to the New Testament. Who was it that tempted Jesus in the wilderness? It was just, you know, a scare tactic from the Jewish elite to make Jesus afraid? Some make-believe boogie monster or something? No, it's Satan. Satan is real and unfortunately alive and unfortunately well on planet Earth. And dare I say, unfortunately, as we trace the trail, he's even coming into the church is what's crazy. But here's what's crazy. I get it that the world doesn't believe in a literal devil. They don't want to deal with that reality, let alone demons and things of that nature. But basically what I came across was a stat. It's 65% of those who are professing to be Christians, 65% of the church does not believe in a literal devil. They think it's just a mere symbol of evil. And then you're going like, well, no wonder he's having a heyday, not just in the world, but he's having a heyday in the church. And so that's why we start. You think, well, of course, we all know Satan exists. Not in our world today. We got a skeptical, scoffing society, which was prophesied by Peter in the last days, and they're mocking Christ's return. But even go back to the central theme of the cross. Why did Jesus come? He came to rescue us from what? From eternal damnation to hell. I didn't come to save us from a poor economic existence, a low self-esteem. Are you kidding me? The Bible's clear. He came to undo the works of the devil, of Satan, who brought in sin and death and all the junk that we're dealing with today. So you take away Satan, it's like, why is there evil and suffering? Where did all that come from? You're going to blame that on God? No, it came from Satan, right? Why did Jesus go on the cross? Well, I guess it's just to, you know, build up our self-esteem. No, he came to rescue us from the damage, the evil deeds that were caused by the devil. So you take the devil out, and it's just like, why do you even have Christianity? What's this all about? And that's what's unfortunate. I get it that the world doesn't want to believe in that, even though it doesn't change it. He's still real. But in the church, that's why we started off with the existence of Satan. And we just begin to do what you're supposed to do as Christians, begin to bring out the scripture, Old and New Testament. This figure called Satan is real. He's a fallen angel. He's really out there working with a third of the fallen angels that went with him in his rebellion, the scripture talks about. And this is why the world's messed up. Yes, man's got his own decision to make with his own sin nature, but there is such a thing as the devil and demons and spiritual warfare, and they're inspiring a lot of the events that are going on in our world today, including, dare I say, the New World Order, all this baloney we're doing. It's a satanic influence, and we need to get our head out of the sand and deal with it.
Pastor Billy, people who worship Satan are, in a sense, saying there is good and there is evil, and I choose the evil. Why do people get into Satanism?
Well, a lot of it is just, believe it or not, people are lonely. You know, we live in a world today where people, you know, they stare at their phone their whole life or in the room playing games or whatever. There's not much interaction. Mom and dad are too busy running the rat race of life, chasing the American dream, which is to get a bunch of money so you can buy things that you don't need to impress people you don't know and then don't even seek and care. And so families fall apart. People don't even connect. Marriages fall apart. Kids fall apart. And so they're searching, looking for answers and reason. Unfortunately, sometimes they turn to the dark things and to get a sense of a camaraderie. You know, you go and at least these people will hang out with me. And or sometimes it's a sense of power and authority. You know, people, they've been, you know, abused or feel, you know, neglected or picked on or bullied. Well, you'll go, yeah, well, they'll turn to the dark arts and they want to do, unfortunately, rotten things to other people. Sometimes a lot of it, Pastor Collins, is frankly because of the status of the church today. You would think that if somebody is looking for answers and direction in life and what's life all about, what's going to happen when I die, is God real, you know, that they would turn to the church and they would turn to, maybe their house is messed up, their home life's messed up, their parents are divorced or what, or they just want to know answers in life. You'd think they'd turn to the church, but you go to the church today, what do you get? It's just a bunch of baloney. It's a bunch of fluff, not even preaching the Bible. And then here's what's absolutely not just ironic, I'll use this word, it's sickeningly ironic, is a lot of the messages from the pulpit in the church today are not only not biblical and or don't even teach the Bible, but listen to this. I made a pact with Satan myself. That's part of my testimony before I got saved when I was like 16, 17 years old. He showed his real fruits very quickly with me. He's a liar and he's the father of all lies, John chapter 8, Jesus said, but he's also a murderer and has been one from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So shortly after that, why I cried out to him is because the music I was listening to and the crowd that I was running with said that that's what you need for power and significance. And that's what I wanted. I wanted power and significance in a seemingly meaningless life that I was living because nobody was telling me about Jesus. And then within 3 months, I tried to OD twice and I shot myself once in the chest with a .22 rifle. And to be honest with you, Pastor Collins, I didn't want to die. I just wanted people to know that I was dying on the inside. So you got people today, they're searching like me. They're barking up all the wrong trees. You go in the church and listen, you either don't get the Bible, so you don't get answers to the questions you have, or they're actually preaching Satanism. The number one law of Satanism is do what you will shall be the whole of the law. Comes from what's been called in history the most evil man in the world, Aleister Crowley. And, of course, he got this from Satan because it's what caused the fall of Satan. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, why did Satan fall? Why did he go from being a beautiful angel that served God and is the one who's launched evil and suffering all the baloney we're dealing with today? Because it says there in Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, he said, I will be like God. I will Mount of Assembly. I will be like the Most High. Satan had an eye problem, right? It's me, myself, and I. Well, that's where it all came from. Now, go back to this. So no wonder the number one law of Satanism, followers of Satan, they have the same mantra. It's all about me, myself, and I, the unholy Trinity. What I want. I will do what I want. Do what you will shall be the whole of the law. Now, that's the number one law of Satanism. Go back to the churches. People are looking for answers. And what are they getting? They're actually getting Satanism from the pulpit. Because a lot of pulpits today, all it is it's about self. Self-fulfillment, self-esteem, self-riches, all this, self, it's all about you. Learn to be a better you, how to be financially successful, build up your self-esteem, self-this, self. And people don't realize it. That's Satanism. And then you wonder why it's not only getting devilish in the world, it's getting devilish in the church because you're preaching Satanism. So a lot of people, unfortunately, back into the arms of Satanism, and dare I say, because of multiple reasons, but sometimes it's because that's what's being preached from the pulpit.
Well, Pastor Billy, you have a fantastic testimony. Praise God that the Lord called you into ministry and you have the tremendous ministry that you have today. I did check the phone book, though, and I could not find a satanic building in my hometown anyway. So tell me, where do Satanists meet and what do satanic rituals look like?
They meet in all kinds of places. Typically, they're secluded places, and it could be businesses, but of course, it's done after hours. You get a lot of people who are involved in Satanists who are from the professional community. I'm talking doctors, I'm talking lawyers, you know, people that, you know, would look in some professional things and things of that nature. But they'll meet like after hours in businesses, or they'll meet in open places, could be at the ocean, you know, beach, secluded area where people aren't going to see them. It could be if they're in the mountainous area, some sort of a clearing on top of a hill in a forest area. Here in Vegas, of course, it would be out in the desert. Empty, abandoned churches, they really like doing those because the people that unfortunately are thrust into those rituals, whether they survive or not, a lot of them are murdered, but some of that survive, and if they're ever to escape, then guess where the last place they ever want to go? To a church service, because they did the dirty deed in an abandoned church, or dare I say, and I don't discount this, and I've got some reports of this, so-called church buildings. This has taken place. And you're thinking, well, that's crazy. That would mean that Satanists have taken control of that church. We share actual testimonies, folks. You got to get the video clips with your own eyes. And former Satanists admit that they have been for many, many, many years infiltrating churches and not just sitting in the pews. In fact, I got one guy, he was a generational Satanist, his name was Glenn, on tape. And he admitted that he was in a Baptist church for 2 years and nobody had any clue that he was not just a Satanist, he was a generational Satanist. In fact, he was being trained to take over the next high priesthood in the Satanic Covenant that he was a part of. But he was there for 2 years, and nobody had any idea that I was a Satanist. And he said, the whole reason I was there to destroy that church. Wow. And you know how he did it? He said he wasn't there drawing pentagrams on the pulpit and doing graffiti on the outside and making people afraid, and sometimes they do that. But watch how subtle. This is just like Satan, right? He's subtle, he's cunning. That he was in there in that church, and all he did for 2 years sitting in that congregation was gossip and slander. And he would sit there in the pew, and then he'd look left or look right or whoever he'd be around. He'd say, hey, did you hear about that decision the deacons made? Wasn't that dumb? Hey, look over there. Hey, that pastor, aren't his messages just, does he even study this during the week? What is this, a bunch of junk? And he would just get people gossiping. And, of course, once one person heard it, unfortunately in the church, it spread into the church, and it would literally destroy the church. And things of that nature. We got other ones that on tape that admit they go into churches and they were trained to learn, quote, Christianese. They were trained to say amen. They were even trained to say hallelujah. But of course, they weren't saying amen and hallelujah to Jesus. And so a lot of these people, they're not just sitting in the pews. The point is, then they work themselves into positions of influence. The witches do the same thing in witchcraft. And it could be now they're teaching a Sunday school class. Now they made it onto the church board, if you can believe that, and things of that nature. And I'll just tell you one story. I kid you not, I experienced this firsthand. One particular pastorate that I had, the very end, the tail end, the truth came out on this one board member. I kid you not, it was like you're waiting for Candid Camera to show up, right? Go like, okay, surprise, haha, that was a joke. But it wasn't. And this person on the board pipes up and says, you know what, I just need to get something off my chest. My family come from a family of witches, and I'm still kind of upset of how, throughout the generations, that Christians have been treating witches. I was on the church board, and of course that's a witch, but the same thing, I'm telling you, goes on with Satanism. And a lot of these people have taken control. So go back to, you know, where they meet, what they do, and their sacrifice, and their dirty deeds. Sometimes I do believe it goes on in churches, which is a complete mockery of the real church, how we're supposed to be. But again, if anybody survives that, they will never step foot in a, quote, church facility again. But that's exactly what the devil wants.
This is James Collins, and my guest today is Pastor Billy Crone. We're talking about his DVD set, Satanism and the Rise of Devil Worship. This teaching set contains over 16 hours of Bible teaching, and you can get the set of DVDs right now by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order this fantastic teaching set online at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Pastor Billy, you have already mentioned some of the characteristics of Satan, but I want to talk about how the devil uses the media to influence people today. Would you comment on that?
Oh, yeah. Well, pick a media, and I don't think it hasn't been infected. In fact, we have a whole study just on the promotion of Satanism, and they've not already infiltrated, as I just mentioned, churches. They're infiltrating the governments, right? What are you seeing around governments around the world? And then even in the United States of America, that's supposed to be a Christian nation. You're seeing the Baphomet statue and things and government buildings and things of that nature. They're coming in the schools, right? And they're with the children's satanic coloring books and satanic clubs to meet after school. I'm not joking, folks. This is what's going on. Even in the military, a lot of Satanism is crept into the military. So they're going into basically all pillars of society. But how they're making it palatable is back when, unfortunately, I got involved in it, you had to go to some backwoods seedy alley in some big city to find some occult bookstore to get in, you know. But not anymore. It's everywhere. It's in the internet. It's on television. It's in magazines. It's in Hollywood. It's in the commercials. We even exposed one. It's probably the sickest cartoon I've ever seen in my life. And I certainly don't recommend it. We give you the synopsis and snippets of it in the video. It's called Mr. Pickles. And Mr. Pickles is supposed to be a cartoon. How many kids watch this? And it just will make your stomach turn, folks. It is flat-out Satanism on a kid's cartoon. I'm not making this up. And how many parents even watch what their kids are watching? Or they just walk by real fast. Oh, they're watching a cartoon. I guess it's okay. No, it's not. This is what's going on. But then we get into, of course, Hollywood movies. Man, there's all kinds of satanic movies. A lot of these Hollywood movies, they actually show actual satanic rituals, actual things to do to get involved in Satanism, promote it. Netflix, streaming modes, man, they got all kinds of satanic shows. The music industry, man, we exposed that in a whole giant section. Music industry, Hollywood's completely sold out. We got actors, musicians admitting that they're to promote Satanism. You got Satanism apparel. It's cool to be a Satanist nowadays, if you can believe that. But again, go back to the internet. You go back to YouTube. You go back to social media of all kinds. You got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got TikTok. It's all over the place. And again, how many parents know what their kids are putting into their brains and what they're being exposed to, right? I challenge you, even if you're a parent in a Christian home, you better pay attention. You might have your home free of anything that obviously as a Christian that would promote Satanism, but you better pay attention to what your kid is putting in their ears and their eyes, because it's all over the place and it's given rise to this satanic behavior that we're dealing with today.
Satan doesn't come out looking like a monster breathing fire and smoke. He's much more subtle than that. What are some of his tactics?
He doesn't always come flying through the window with horns and pitchfork and freak people out, right? So as the Bible says, he sometimes will disguise himself as an angel of light. It looks so good. You know, the Bible talks about him being cunning. He's a deceiver. He's the evil one, right? He's a liar. He's a murderer. He's the dragon, the serpent. There's not one good thing, hello, mentioned ever once in the scripture about this real entity, this fallen angel called Satan. And then also part of his lie is this. I will say this. He'll either get people to overemphasize him, meaning he's got way more power than he really is. Now, he is powerful, and you don't want to mess with him, right? But compared to Almighty God, he doesn't have the power of the hair on the back of a flea compared to God, right? And so he gets people to think he's more powerful than what he really is, and that's what seduces a lot of people. No, he's not. He's the big loser. Jesus Christ is the one who's all-powerful. You need to be on his team, right? Or he will not only get them to overemphasize him, he'll get the people to de-emphasize him, and that's where we're at today, even in the church. 65% do not believe in a literal devil, and no wonder he's having a heyday. He's right there in the midst. He's actually got so-called preachers preaching the number one law of Satanism from the pulpit, but people don't even know, because they don't believe in him, and they know nothing about the teachings of Satanism.
Pastor Billy, tomorrow on the program, I would like to discuss the history of Satan, and specifically about Aleister Crowley and Anton LaVey. Pastor Billy, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me today.
Billy Crone will continue his look at the rise of devil worship next time. Billy Crone's brand new 8-DVD set, Satanism and the Rise of Devil Worship, is available for you to order today. Billy Crone exposes the last day's lies of Satanism and the rise of devil worship. Order this important set when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order online, swrc.com.
Thank you.
We recently shared the good news of Southwest Radio Ministries and Prophecy in the News joining in a special gospel partnership that includes bringing back the Prophecy in the News magazine. The very first issue is going to be in mailboxes in the next few days. Don't be left out. Subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine today. With your subscription, you get a print and digital version and access to our online streaming platform, FaithNet TV. Call today and subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or go to our website, swrc.com. Marvin McElvaney is here now with today's Bible in the News report.
The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." I'm sure most of us would agree that, number one, we are living in the last days, and number two, we live in perilous times. It seems like every day there are new terrors and new things to worry about. On May 24, 2022, 18-year-old Salvador Rolando Ramos fatally shot 19 students and two teachers and wounded 17 other people at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Earlier in the day, he shot his grandmother in the forehead, severely wounding her. Young people who met the alleged gunman online said he had threatened to kidnap, rape, or kill, but they said their reports were ignored, and that his kind of angry misogyny was just, quote, "how online is," close quote. In the aftermath of the deadliest school shooting in a decade, many have asked what more could have been done. How an 18-year-old who spewed so much hate to so many on the web could do so without provoking punishment or raising alarm. President Joe Biden returned from his overseas trip to Asia on the night of May 24th, the night of the shooting. I would like to talk with the president about the remarks he made on that night. Mr. Biden said,
"Scripture says the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." So many crushed spirits. So tonight, I ask the nation to pray for them, give the parents and siblings the strength in the darkness they feel right now.
Mr. President, why don't you talk like this every day? Why not talk about God and prayer every day? Why don't you talk about the Lord and how only He can give us strength and how He can help those who have a crushed spirit? There is so much darkness in the world today. Why don't you call on Him in public like you just did every day? Mr. Biden, you seem to be very worried about the children.
Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders. And how many scores of little children who witness what happened, see their friends die, they'll live with it the rest of their lives.
That is terrible, Mr. President. How about them witnessing men dressed up as women in public libraries? Do you think they will live with those images in their minds the rest of their lives? As you just said, beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders. Aren't you worried about children who are being sexualized at a very young age these days? One conservative who has criticized this madness is Republican Tricia Flanagan. She said, "If American tax dollars can be used to pay for 3 to 8-year-olds to watch PBS Drag Queen Story Hour, then I demand equal tax dollars go to also read them Bible stories." How about it, Mr. Biden? It's okay to sexualize beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders, but it's not okay to teach them about the God you call on when things are bad? Childhood used to be a time of innocence, but as our culture has become more and more sexualized, children have become the victims of adult exploitation. Why don't you do something about porn? Oh, I guess it's one of those downsides of living in a free society. Mr. President, what is the main reason for the shooting?
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
There you go, using God's name again. So it's the gun lobby that's to blame.
I just got off a trip from Asia, meeting with Asian leaders. And I learned of this while I was on the aircraft. And what struck me on that 17-hour flight, what struck me was these kinds of mass shootings rarely happen anywhere else in the world. Why?
Well, Mr. President, I suppose because all the other countries have disarmed their citizens. People in Russia, China, North Korea, they don't let people arm themselves. If someone breaks into their house, they have to use a lamp as a weapon. I think people like to have the freedom to defend their families and their property. I guess it's another downside of living in a free society. And what about the car industry? More people die in car wrecks every week than children being shot at school. Why don't you place blame on the car industry for all those deaths? Oh yeah, people want to drive. I guess it's another downside of living in a free society. Or how about the liquor industry? More people die from drunk driving every week than children being shot at school. Why don't you shut down the liquor industry? I never hear you talk about them. Oh yeah, people want to drink. I guess it's another downside of living in a free society. And what about abortion, Mr. President? We kill about 650,000 babies a year. If you kill a bald eagle, you could face up to 2 years in jail and a $100,000 fine. This God you keep talking about, according to what I've read, really hates the shedding of innocent blood. You're all for abortion, you and all your administration. Don't act like you care about the children. You say, that's the downside of living in a free society. People have a right to kill their unborn children if they want to. They can drink and drive if they want to. They can expose their children to bizarre sexual deviance if they want to. You just don't want them to be able to protect themselves. Mr. Biden, it sounds like you want to disarm everybody, just like those countries that you say never have mass shootings. In those countries, it's the government who are doing the shooting. Our founding fathers decided that some freedoms were a gift from God and could not be altered by government or man. The right to worship as you please, speak what you feel, and to have the means to protect your family, your home, and property. The most likely source of interference with those rights is our government. The first step of infringing on our God-given rights by the government. The first step of infringing on our God-given rights by government is to ensure that we don't have the means to resist.
Billy Crone's brand new 8-DVD set, Satanism and the Rise of Devil Worship, is available for you to order today. Order this important DVD set when you call 1-800-652-1144. Billy Crone returns tomorrow with more insight into Satanism and the rise of devil worship. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Visit swrc.com.